This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The subject of child sex trafficking may not make a pleasant dinner table conversation, but it's a conversation that Australians need to have. A survey of 18,000 Australians by Monash University has found that the federal government needs to educate the public about the sex tourists who create demand for child sex trafficking. Bernadette McMenamin is the CEO of Childwise Australia. They're lobbying the government to take action on the issue. The campaign was launched just yesterday in Melbourne. Bernadette, thanks for coming on the show. How did the launch go for you yesterday?
It was just, you know, for such a horrible, horrible topic of child sex trafficking, it was an absolutely joyous occasion. So we had a band, we had street theatre where kids were in cages, and we're fortunate enough to have a survivor from the sex trade who came and spoke. And I mean, she's 22 now, and she was sold when she was about 12 or 13. She looks about 12 now. So what she went through and how she survived, she's one of the few people, but she said to me, she felt brave, and she is so brave. So
how did she escape from her situation?
Well, she was rescued, and this is the program that we are putting the funds towards. It's a transitional living center in Cambodia. And with the funds that we are raising through the sale of quite a cheap cream in the body shop, we are putting towards five programs. And a few of them are preventative, like grassroots, and two of them are about recovery. One is recovery of boys, because boys are almost forgotten in this whole issue. And the other one is the Transitional Living Centre that looked after her, that provided her with an education and therapy and over a long period of time. And now she's a yoga teacher teaching children who are at risk or survivors of the sex trade.
You mentioned Cambodia, which is becoming somewhat infamous for child sex trafficking.
Cambodia is the hub, yeah.
Yeah, can you tell us just more about the situation there? Because some people may never have really heard of this before.
Oh, well, Cambodia is such a wonderful country, and the people are so beautiful, but it's got such a dark underbelly. I mean, obviously, under the Khmer Rouge, prostitution was completely eliminated, along with millions of people murdered. And following that, the UN troops and aid workers went in, and they created a whole prostitution trade. And basically, if you trade...
Are you saying that UN troops and aid workers created this?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you go back to so many disaster areas, I mean, even Thailand, the whole child sex trade started after the Second World War, because that used to be the rest and recreation place for the US and other troops. And that's where it started.
This is really quite shocking. I've never heard this before.
It's fascinating. I did, when I was doing my master's, I did a whole sort of history on the beginning. And also in the Philippines, the child sex trade started through the US military bases, decades back.
Okay. But let's talk about the Australian situation, because this survey that Monash Uni did looked at Australian attitudes to child sex trafficking. So what did that survey find?
Well, the survey was commissioned by Childwise and The Body Shop, which is a partnership across the world in 45 countries. And we wanted an independent survey. Mm. And so 18,000, a lot of people were surveyed. And it found that 93% of people, of Australians, were very, very concerned about child sex trafficking, which was really reassuring, because sometimes in this job, I've been in it for 20 years, we think, oh, people just don't care. Mm-hmm. And almost 70% of people said they, if they were aware of a child being trafficked, or if they were on holidays, or they were, you know, came across a situation, they had no idea what to do. And so this is the problem. This is absolutely the problem. I mean, it found a lot of other things, but I think they're the main findings, that, you know, people don't know what to do. They're very concerned. They feel that it's, you know, it's overwhelming. And most importantly, the vast majority, and we're talking, you know, in the 90s, felt that the Australian government should do much more to address this problem, because it's really low down on the government's agenda.
Mm. I just need to ask you two quick questions. One is, are Australians guilty of being sex tourists to other countries?
Absolutely. We're, per population, we are probably one of the largest groupings of child sex offenders in the, particularly the Asia Pacific, but Australians are known in about 40 countries to go to, even as far as Latin America. And, yeah, so we are really guilty, and that fuels the sex trafficking industry.
Bernadette, are children being brought to Australia for the purposes of sex trafficking?
There have been. It's mainly women who come, young women, mm-hmm. or women on student, young women on student visas, and then they will do prostitution on the side. Mm. There have been a case of a very young child. It's much harder to smuggle a child into Australia. You know, interestingly enough, there have been many boys brought out to Australia for the purpose of sexual exploitation by pedophiles or pedophile rings, just with the permission of their parents.
Bernadette, you've got a petition going, haven't you? How can we get on board with that?
Well, there's two things Australians can do, because this seems to be overwhelming, but this will mean a lot. One is to go into any body shop around the country and sign a petition. And the petition is asking for two things. One, to a sustainable education program for Australians to understand the problem, to know the problem, and also to have an ongoing education and a support program for Australians. The second one is for the Australian government to pour much more money into grassroots intervention, because we've got to get to the children and the families in the villages. And the money that is spent on this, which is very little, is only going to the governments and it's not trickling down. The second thing Australians can do is buy the Childwise lotion, which is in the body shop, and 100% of the money will be going to these programs that will help prevent children being trafficked into the sex industry, and help them being rescued and help them recover and live a normal life.
All right. Well, thanks, Bernadette, for talking to me this morning.
You're very welcome.
That's Bernadette McMenamin. She's the CEO of Childwise, who are campaigning for greater education and action on the issue of child sex trafficking.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.